Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 26th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here's the synopsis of today's show. Today I have a story that will put everything into perspective about what happened to the US economy since the end of World War II. It's a very long piece, but I think you'll find that when you've heard it, a lot of things which have been mysterious to you will become very clear and obvious. It's almost like a landmark show. I wouldn't call it a landmark show. It doesn't rise quite to that level, but it's certainly a very different show from the ones that I usually put out. Okay, then I'm going to talk about the deadly forest and brush fires ravaging California, where the left again is raising the issue of global warming. They blame President Trump, and Trump, in his way, raised the issue of forest management, which has been a concern and controversy for a long time. And Trump is actually quite justified in bringing up the subject, and I'll be talking about that. Fake news is a serious problem in American political life. I'm talking about the fake news that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Just a few words on that, nothing very lengthy. I just have a few comments I would like to make. I have exhorted all of you to remove your cash from the banks and keep it in a safe place. Well, this is becoming more and more an urgent issue, in my opinion, and I will have some words to say about that. And we will end today's show with a comment from me about the stock market. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of The Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows to all of you individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write 3 sample shows. And I will take care of the rest. Now, I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest shows because they will give you a sense of how I deal with current affairs in the show itself. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, so I wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back after I have, by the way, just given you my news, which I need to give you my information that you, so you can actually contact me. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's the same address as you will see on the Podbean page, which I assume many of you are looking at right now. Again, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. And the Facebook page tends to deal with matters which are slightly more lengthy than the Twitter page, but they nevertheless don't really fit into a show, so I put them out there on my Facebook page. So do please consult it from time to time, along with my Twitter page, which is the kind of one-liners, the pithy comments that many of you have become used to and expect from me. So the Facebook page address, www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, which is one word, small case, lowercase, and no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. The Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, one word, no punctuation, and all lowercase. Have a wonderful week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back on Friday with another synopsis. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.